بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، هذا عطاؤنا فمن أو أمسك بغير حساب. This is our gift, this is our wealth, so you give it to whomever you want to give, or you withhold it without accounting. Give without account. God says to Sulaiman, give, be generous. We have given you the wealth, the treasury. So give to whomever you want to give without accounting. Don't count when you give. This is a reference to generosity. And these are one of the principles that I will discuss today and next week, inshallah, God willing, in the second sermon, I'm going to discuss another good character, another principle, Islamic principle, that is hope. How to have hope in this life. Probably or definitely, the most sublime and the most important and eminent character in a believer is generosity. My friends, when someone is generous, generosity is going to cover up for his other deficiencies and weaknesses. If he has other problems in life, other areas where he's not doing well, not doing good, other deficiencies, once he's generous, it is going to cover up other deficiencies. On the other hand, if someone is not generous, even if he's pious, he's on time, okay, he's humble, that would not help him if he's not generous. Karam is the mother of all virtues. If you have karam, then other virtues are secondary. If you don't have karam, then something else I don't want to say. So karam would help you in this life. And this is why the hadith says, the person who's kareem and generous, he's mahbub. People love him. Not because he's perfect, he's not perfect. He has many deficiencies, many weaknesses. But he has something, a landmark in him. Kareem, he's kareem. The hadith says, al-kareem, qareebun min al-nas. He's beloved by the people. People love him. Qareebun min Allah. He's beloved by God too. Qareebun min al-jannah. He's close to paradise too. The opposite of that is the stingy, the bakhil. The bakhil, ba'idun min al-nas, ba'idun min Allah, ba'idun min al-jannah. He's far from three things. From people, from God, from paradise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى كَرِيمٌ وَيُحِبُّ الْكَرِيمُ. One of the most important characters of God is what? He's generous. He gives us, even if we don't deserve, He gives. God says to Sulaiman, give without account. When you give, don't tell them this is one, two, three. Carry a bunch of money and give. Don't count. So definitely God is more generous than Sulaiman alayhi salam. He is Kareem and He loves those who are Kareem, those who are generous. We have been told that one day they brought some criminals, they stood before the Prophet and they were about to be punished. They did something wrong, something gross. So the Prophet punished the first one, the second one. When the turn came to the third one, Jibreel came down with an emergency message from God. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Al-Aliyu Al-A'la yuqri'uka as-salam. He sends his greetings to you. And he says, forgive this man. He is a criminal, forgive him. The Prophet said, why? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is Kareem, he is generous. He helped his community. He gives his wealth, his money, his help, his assistance to the community members. So God loves him. Overlook his crimes. His generosity is going to help him and waive the punishment because he's Kareem. The man turned to the Prophet. The Prophet hardly knew the man. He didn't know him. And said to him, God is asking me to forgive you. He said, why, Ya Muhammad? Why do you forgive me? You didn't forgive those who are earlier, before me. He said, because Jibreel is telling me you are a generous person, you help your community. The man said, no, but you don't know me. Then this means that you receive revelation from God. You receive the news from God. Ana ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. You know who's the happiest person, if you ask me, who's the happiest person in this life? Who lead a truly, truly, a life of satisfaction and happiness? Is the generous person. And you know who's the most miserable man? Who's the miserable human being in this life? Is the bakhil, the stingy. The Kareem, enjoys his wealth and he makes others to enjoy. And he will be happy when he sees people are happy around him. Whereas the bakhil, neither he makes himself happy, nor he allows others to become happy. The one who is really Kareem, he enjoys this life, helping others. There is no greater enjoyment when you see people are thriving, people are succeeding in this life. And that is the Kareem. I remember one time visiting someone who was multimillionaire. He had many properties in different countries. In several countries, he really owned buildings, lands, ranches, whatever. It was a hot day during the summer. When we went into his room, the room was hot, humid. We could not tolerate. So one of us turned to him and he said, why the room is hot? You don't have an air condition in this building? He said, and this is, remember, a multimillionaire, huh? And he was almost in his 80s. He had only a few years to live. So one asked him, do you have an air condition? He said, yes, we have, but I'm saving on energy. Can you imagine? He has millions of dollars worldwide. He's saving couple of hundreds of dollars. This is bukhl. This is not considered saving. Even if you ask people in Edison company, they say, no, don't do this saving. Don't do this saving. This is not good for your health. This is not saving. This is bukhl, stinginess. Someone who's bakhil does not have a trust in God, believe me. Because we know God is the Razzaq. God says, spend what you have in your pocket, I will replace it. So someone who does not spend and does not help his family, his children, his neighbors, his community, he doesn't have faith in God, as if he's saying to God, no, you are not sending me. I can't trust you. Many people, they accumulate money. They don't enjoy it. They have. Sometimes a person does not have money. You may understand his or her situation. They don't have money. And God does not overburden them. But when someone has good income and he does not spend, this is a disaster. And many of them, they keep accumulating the money until they die. They don't enjoy the money. They spend their energy, their time, their effort in gathering this money, collecting this money, accumulating this money, but they themselves don't enjoy it. People come after them, they enjoy this money free, their children. I know some parents, they did not donate. You ask them, they don't give. And they are rich, very rich. What hurts you when people are rich and they don't give? You don't expect people who are moderate, economically moderate, to give. They didn't give and they died, and we have to die. There is no escape from death. Whether you are rich or poor, we have to die. Their children came and they started donating, giving the money that they did not, you know, they did not struggle to make it. Their parents struggled and they gave the money. So the credit goes to whom? Definitely to the children. The hadith says, "Inna ashadda an-nasi hasratan yawm al-qiyamah." The person with the most pain inside him on the day of judgment is the one, "Man ra'a ma lahu fi mizani ghayrih," who sees his wealth that he accumulated, he gathered, he made millions of dollars, but it went into the wrong account. It was credited and deposited in someone else's account, not his account, because he didn't spend it. The one who came after him inherited this amount. He spent the money, so it goes into his account, not his father's account. مَنْ رَأَ مَا لَهُ فِي مِزَانِ غَيْرَهُ. This is why, my friends, don't befriend someone who's stingy. Stay away from the stingy. If you want to be courteous to him or her, just say salam, no more than salam. That's it. Don't take someone who's stingy as your friend. Don't. Because this is stinginess is sometimes it's a contagious disease. So stay away from someone who's stingy. Sometimes you find people who are generous, individuals who are generous, and sometimes you find generosity in a nation. The nation is generous. The community is generous. That whole society is generous, which leads you sometimes into thinking that it could be inherent. It could be genetic. Sometimes really it is genetic. You go to some countries, you find them very generous. You go to next door countries, they are not generous. So it could be genetic, but Allah says, even if it is genetic, you have to fight this. I've given you the tools to fight stinginess. Be kareem, have hope in God, give. God will replace it. God will replace whatever you spend. Be generous with your family, with your children, with your grandchildren, with your cousins, with your extended family members. Be mahbub. Be the most popular in the eyes of God. When you are generous, be the most popular. Have a trust in God. Generosity is going to increase your faith and your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, next Friday we begin at 1 p.m. And tonight we have the kids' club at 6:30 p.m. Inshallah. The kids, they come and enjoy socializing and learning here at 6:30 p.m. So bring your kids. And on March 17th, Sunday, March 17th, we are celebrating the Milad, the birthday of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam, at 5:30 p.m. So we end, inshallah, by 7:15, which is the time for Salat al-Maghrib. So we begin Sunday, 5:30 p.m., March 17th, Sunday, March 17th at 5:30 p.m., inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat الأحياء منهم والأموات وحد قلوبنا على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى وعجل في فرج سيدنا وإمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.